Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I look forward to this conversation every time he joins us. I mean, how often do we get to talk to a Super Bowl coach, Jeff? Does this ever happen to us?
Not often enough.
And somehow...
Mike should join us every day.
Yeah, somehow, some way, he etches out a little bit of time for us to speak, and we appreciate him because he makes us smarter every time we talk to him, and he's got a book coming out here eventually. Let's bring in Mike Martz. He is on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Mike.
How's the book coming along? Third and long, right?
Yeah, third and long, just about done. Should be done probably by the end of January. Got just kind of reviewing the last few chapters and cleaning it up, and then we'll get it out to publish.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, so if you truly love someone, you will go out and buy third and long.
Right.
I know it's what my wife would want, Mike.
Yeah, sure, right. Yeah, can't put it down, yeah, right.
All right, so tell me this. I like Kevin Stefanski. I think Kevin can coach. You said that Kevin can coach. He's a good play caller. He's about to have another rough year in a row. How do organizations, how should they balance? Okay, we have a good coach, but you've had a rough one-loss record for a couple of years, and you're dealing with a roster that might not be talented enough to win big. How should teams handle that?
I think the logic behind it is pretty clear. I mean, there's no question he's a very good coach, and to find a guy like him, who you can replace him with is better. You know, you need to look at that part of it, too. So you're taking a chance on any young coach. And, you know, he's very good. He's a very, very solid coach. He's the intimate details of the game. His staff, they coach, they do a good job. But I think they've had some major personnel issues that's affected them. And I think they're coming out the backside of this. So it just wouldn't make sense to me to make a change, just as they're starting to see some sunshine here, the chance of getting this thing going again.
It just seems like he's in a weird spot. Jeff and I think we both agree on this, that if for some reason they should part ways with Kevin wouldn't have much trouble finding another head coaching job next year, especially knowing the candidates that are out there after you, by the way. They should hire you first, and then they should look at anybody else who's out there.
he's good in so many areas. I just love his demeanor. He's calm. Nothing is off the cuff. Everything is really thought through well. His guys are very well schooled in the details of the game. I think he's a very disciplined guy. It provides good leadership. He's got to make sure he gets what he needs to win.
Does he have it now at quarterback? What have you thought of Shedeur Sanders from what you've seen so far?
I was a fan of Shedeur's coming out. It's a very complicated situation. Shedeur has never had adversity, I don't believe, in his career. I think he needed to go through this. I think it was important that he goes through this. I think you have to look at where he was and how he got here. I think Shedeur in college, and it's a criticism, but it's a very accurate criticism. He didn't get any coaching. Well, to his credit, whatever plays they ran, he just figured it out. And he didn't just figure it out. He did very well with that. That's very unusual. I kind of know what they were doing, and they just kind of let him go. And to survive and do well in that environment is pretty amazing. The problem with that is it gives you this false sense of you got the answers. You know what I mean? And so when you come into the NFL with that background, you're not going to take the details and the coaching that you've got to have to be successful in the NFL. I don't know this, but just from looking at it from afar, I think he probably wasn't the most coachable guy in the world when he came in. And don't think he probably really appreciated how important it was to really study and know the details of your opponent and your position. I'm just looking at his footwork has been awful. He's never been coached, and now they're trying to coach him. And I think he probably a little bit of pushback because he didn't see the value in it. And I think he understands it now. And I think he had to go through that whole transition. I think Kevin handled it the right way. I really do. The discipline and holding his face to the fire a little bit and making him do it right. He got his opportunity in that first game. Yeah, he came in for that first game. Like, not what you guys were talking about, you know?
Yeah.
So his approach to the game, I think, now has changed. And, of course, he had a great outing here last week and whatnot. But he's going to be a great player. And I think that there's a certain amount of respect between the two of them that you got to be able to appreciate. And I looked at his interview after the game, Shadur's, and, you know, they tried to get him to blame the coach on the two-point play and all that kind of stuff, and he blew that away. He did a real good job with it. So I think there's a maturity line that he's on right now. He's much more mature, I think, than he was at the beginning of the season. I think he gets it a lot better. I think a lot of good things are going to come out of him here in the years to come.
Mike, just kind of digging a little bit deeper into that, and you know, you look at your resume, and I don't know, not sure if you had to deal with it or not, but guys that played for their father all along the way, or a close relative, I guess, maybe even probably more your father, but is that transition different than any other kid that you would see from high school to college to the pros, especially? Like, I'm just trying to think of how many guys actually played for their father in college. That it just doesn't happen that often.
No, but I'm not aware. I think there's a good and a bad thing. The good thing is he's given him so much confidence, and he's so sure of himself, and he has the ability to be a terrific player. So, you know, his dad believes in him, and it's just absolutely awesome that he has this confidence and this energy and this love for the game. I think a lot of it comes from his dad. The bad news is, you know, he can do no wrong. Well, he can't, mm-hmm. you know. And he skipped some real important steps in his development that'll make him a great player in this league. And now he's got to get caught up. And I think Deion's going to have to, or Coach Prime, whatever we call him, is going to have to be a little bit patient with that part of it too. And I think he gets frustrated because, hey, just put him in there and play like you did Colorado. It doesn't work that way, Prime.
I think it's really interesting. You developed a couple of quarterbacks who people passed over, Mark Bulger, Kurt Warner. And you had success with those guys. How do you do that? How do you take guys that other folks saw the flaws in and bring them to the top, Mike?
So Trent Green, Mark Bulger, Kurt Warner, those kind of guys that have a common quality, they've all been beat down. The first thing is they're good enough. They're tough guys, they're smart guys, they're accurate, and they're motivated. They have a passion. They just won't stay down. And that kind of fight in him is really important. You know, it's really important to make it. And so they're so coachable. They can't wait to get into the room to learn something and what's next, coach, you know, that kind of thing. And all three of those guys became really good players, but they all had that common thread, you know, and they're very accurate, very, very competitive, but they've all been beat down. And Shadur went through a microcosm of that a little bit. He got kind of pushed down here a little bit. You need to go through that. You do. You need to go through those rough spots in your career and in your life to appreciate and get better, you know? So those guys were all just, you know, labeled as backups at best. And I just hate that because, you know, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, we drafted in the seventh round. And unfortunately, I left, and I told Ryan when I left that he's got a chance of being a terrific player, but people just saw him as a backup. You know, and unless you're 6'4 these days or you're in this fabulous 40 or whatever, it's about winning, moving the team, and completing the ball, you know. And you know, that appreciation of the game and the passion for the game is exciting to see in guys like that.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hmm. You said it feels like the Browns are going in the right direction. They're moving forward here too. If you're Andrew Berry, the general manager, and you had, they had a pretty good draft. Every one of their guys that they drafted this year has started at least, one, two, maybe at least two games. It started multiple games now that I think about it. If you're sitting in the general manager spot in Cleveland, what do you think? I always tend to think that if the owner took the responsibility of making the Deshaun Watson trade, that, he lost three first-round picks. It's hard to overcome that, I think, as a general manager. And so does he have a little bit more play to be able to return next year as a general manager?
Well, look at Trey Lance in San Francisco. That was a horrible pick, and they moved up. And that's a good general manager out there. So, those, you're going to make those mistakes. It happens. Every team in the league has made a mistake like that. Maybe not to that. They're all different, but they all make mistakes. And I think he's a terrific evaluator of talent. When the Deshaun Watson thing happened, I understood it. He had that great year down there. But, buyer beware on those numbers, because a lot of it was just running around and escaping and, impromptu stuff. And, you learn from that stuff. And the hardest thing in the league is to evaluate quarterbacks. And you got 32 teams that do it. And you have 32 different ideas of what it should look like. And they all get it wrong at some time. So, San Francisco, their starter, when was he drafted? Sixth round or whatever?
Seventh.
Yeah, seventh round. So there you go, Brady. So, if everybody absolutely had the keys to the kingdom on that deal, then they wouldn't make those mistakes. Move on. He's a good GM. He knows what he's doing. He made a mistake. Move on.
Mike, if you're the Browns and you've seen what you've seen of Shador, if he can replicate that in 50% of the time in the final four games, do you think it's a priority to bring in another quarterback next year, and specifically in the first round of the draft? Or would you be comfortable going into the season with Shador, with Deshaun Watson, who has one more year of a contract, and Dylan Gabriel or Brady Zappe or somebody else they would bring in?
I just don't know enough about Gabriel. I think, a lot of guys in their first year will struggle. And then become good players. Carolina, there's proof there. I just don't know enough about him. And if I think he can be a starter and a real good player to keep, that's your guy, that's your backup, and you feel good about having two guys that can start. And that's what you're aiming for. Deshaun Watson, I don't know what to tell you about that. He's done. He's just done. You got to have a potential starter as a backup. And if you don't have it there, you better get one.
Mm-mm-mm. Hey, I just want to get your take here, just because we have a couple minutes left, too. You're taking on where we are with college football right now, and we hit the bowl season, and teams like Notre Dame saying, look, you know what? We were number 11. We probably should have been in the playoffs. We're not going to go play. And, we've had a couple, two Big 12 teams decided not to play in bowl games. You spent so many years in the college game. I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
There's just too many bowl games, guys. Come on. How many are there? 55,000 or something?
Thank you, Mike.
There's too many bowl games. They lose their importance and their shine, I was coaching college football when you went to a bowl game. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Now everybody goes to a bowl game. You know, everybody gets a trophy.
Hmm. I
don't blame them for stepping out of that. I don't blame them for doing. I really don't. I understand their frustration, and if that's how the university feels, the players and the coaching staff, I mean, may or may not agree with it. That's their stance. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm with Notre Dame on this. I do think it's interesting when you're sitting in a conference and you're looking at $500,000 fine for not taking it because you're not. I don't know. I can't remember if the Big 12 how they split their money out, but like in the Big 10, if you said no, I'm sure the other guys would be upset about it.
Yeah, Notre Dame and Stanford, Michigan, those universities, the endowments that they have are just astronomical. That's like flicking a fly off your shoulder.
That's true.
Mike, the Browns have had some offensive line issues. You have some injuries. You have some aging. You have some ineffectiveness. Yes. How long does it take to rebuild a line?
You can do it in a year, but you've got to get some free agents, and you have to draft well. Hopefully it's a good year, and I don't know if it is or not with offensive linemen, but the center on any team, any good football team, the most important position to start and build a winning team is in the offensive line. I promise you that. If you don't have a good offensive line, I don't care how good you are on defense or how good your quarterback is, you're just not going to get it done. And everything centers around the offensive line, and I've maintained that my whole career, and I'll go to my grave maintaining. People just don't get it. You've got to be good in the offensive line to have a chance to be a champion team.
Mike, as always, you know we enjoy talking to you. I always feel smarter when we talk to you. And we want to remind folks that when Valentine's Day rolls around, the best way to say I love you is to buy his book coming out, Third and Long.
I appreciate you guys laughing talking to you. Thank
we'll
you.
Talk later. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Alrighty.
There you go. Coach Mike Martz joining us on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.